Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Go to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pour my worship out on the lover of my soul. Hallelujah. Leveban son davabakatavan devebesudi andaya. Levebesondi andevebesudi andevebehai. Brande vebende vebesudi andaya. Levambanda vebesondi andevi and sodi andai. Shedi and sebandi and sodi andaya. Levabanda vebohoshi andevebesudi andai. Thank you. Hallelujah. Shetabande vebebesudi andaya. Levebebesudi andai. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being the mighty God. We thank you for being the holy God. Thank you for being omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Thank you, Father, for being lovely. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being magnificent. Thank you for being beautiful, for being holy. We know who you are, and we acknowledge your sovereignty in this moment, for you are Jehovah, and we ascribe power and honor to your name. We declare that there is none like you, for you are the fairest of 10,000. There is no one beside you, for you exist alone in your majesty. You are distinct in your deity. You are Adonai. You are Elohim. You are Elyon. You are Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. From age to age, you remain the same. You are unwavering. There is no shadow of turning with you. According to Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 8, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we give you praise, and we call upon you in this moment as the creation of your hand. Father, we gather as an aggregation, and we celebrate Jesus Christ, the anointed one. You are anointed to destroy the yoke. You are anointed to preach the gospel. You are anointed to heal the sick. You are anointed to break the rod of our oppressor. You are anointed to release the captive. You are anointed to open every prison. Open prison doors. Let the best to the under the best for the undie. You are anointed to change the season. And we loose the real Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do your bidding today in the name of Jesus. Manifest now in your name. Jesus the apostle. Jesus the prophet. Jesus the pastor. Jesus the evangelist. Jesus the teacher. We say Redeemer and Holy One of Israel. Begin to overturn and interrupt everything that the thief, the robber, and the destroyer has set in motion in the lives of the sons and daughters of the true and living God. We prophesy the annihilation and disintegration of the intel of the accuser of the brethren. We decree divine interruption in the camp of the enemy. Father, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that the blood of Jesus prevails in every dynamic and every aspect of the sons and daughters' lives. We thank you for routing your ministry and warring angels with swords and vessels dipped in the blood of Jesus. Even now, we make a blood parameter and blood border around your sons and daughters. We declare that the gates of our hearts are open to the King of Glory. We declare today, King of Glory, come in now. Come, come, come. Come, Holy Spirit, lift up your head. O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. King of Glory, come in now. With smoke and fire, descend now. We will.
worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Fire, Holy Spirit, fire. What can I do for the Lord? Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Daylight!
Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise and glory and honor. There is no one like Jesus. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We bless his holy name. We give him all glory, all honor, and adoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his seed. Let that Holy Spirit, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Hallelujah. You are welcome in our midst. You are welcome in every area of our lives. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, release your breath upon each and every one of us this morning. Release your breath in our atmosphere. Holy Spirit, release your breath in our atmosphere. Release your breath in us. Release your breath, Holy Spirit. We cannot make it without you, Holy Spirit. We need you every minute. We need you every second. We need you, Holy Ghost. We need you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We bless you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move in this service, Holy Spirit. Move in our lives, Holy Spirit. We surrender our lives to you, Holy Ghost. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this ministry. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. We are totally and completely dependent on you. Breath of God, we are dependent on you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. Take preeminence in our lives. Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, teach us. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this prayer service. Have your way in the lives of our children. Have your way in the lives of our grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Have your way. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We cannot do a prayer service without you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour of our lives. Spirit of the living God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Father God, have mercy. Forgive us of every sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Your mercies are new every morning. Rain down your mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Father, we are truly sorry for all that we have done. And it's not bringing glory and honor to your name. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, release the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. Release the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Oh, Father God, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So, Father God, we soak our spirit, our souls, our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood, the blood, the blood. Our transportation, cars, whatever mode of transportation, we soak in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, even as our children and grandchildren, hallelujah, and great-grandchildren go on to school, O God, we cover their buses in the blood of Jesus. We cover the campuses, those that are in college, their campuses in the blood of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, the school buildings in the blood of Jesus, the teachers and the staff, the bus drivers that take them back and forth to school, cover them in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. This morning, O God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. Put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our children and grandchildren, those that are connected to us, O God, those that are here this morning, those that will listen at another time. We put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. Father God, we ask you to place a hedge of protection around each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. This morning, O God, we pray for fresh oil, fresh wine, O God. Give us new wine, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. A fresh anointing, O God. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life, O God. In the name of Jesus, fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Let the Holy Spirit descend upon us as a dove alighting and lead us into the paths of truth and righteousness. Oh, Father, we thank you. We ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding and protecting us and doing your bidding in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for open heavens, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this new season, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you that we do not take things for granted. Season of grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, and do not follow voice of strangers. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am, that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We shared, I think, a few days ago that we are doing the Holy Ghost. We're going to teach about the Holy Spirit. Everything about that we know so far about the Holy Spirit, we can never know enough because the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, is just unlimited. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I want us to look at the book of John. John 14, hallelujah, and let's look at and give you a few scriptures on the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. John 14:16 says, and I'll pray the Father that he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you shall know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit is our comforter. Hallelujah. He is our comforter. Hallelujah. And we bless Jesus for the Spirit of God. Now we're looking at him as our comforter. Hallelujah. We're looking at him. He is the Spirit of truth. And the word of God says that the world cannot receive him because the world is based on a lot of things, lies and manipulation. But the Spirit of truth, he sees, he knows things. He dwells with us. And he is in us as the Holy Spirit. So even when we go through different in our lives, he is our comforter. So Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. What does it mean when you have, when you use the word comfort? That means you're comfortable. Hallelujah. You're not uncomfortable. When you have the Holy Spirit with you, you have faith, you're comfortable. You know that it's not you doing things. It's the Spirit of the living God that is in you that brings you that comfort. That means even when you're going through some trials and tribulations in life, you have the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So when you have the Holy Spirit, there's no anxiety. You're not anxious because you know that the Holy Spirit will bring things that the Lord said to pass. The Holy Spirit will do all that the Father says that you do. The Holy Spirit is not different. Hallelujah. He does everything the Father says, hallelujah, that he should do. He is the breath of God. The Holy Spirit is in alignment with God and the Son. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is God. That's why the Bible tells us to not blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's the only sin that the Lord will not forgive when we blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Let's look at John 15, 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. The Comforter is the Spirit of truth. We saw it in John 14. You're seeing it again in John 15, 26. He is the Comforter. He is the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father. And what is Jesus saying about the Holy Spirit? He shall testify of Jesus. Hallelujah. And ye shall also bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. The Holy Spirit will testify about Jesus. He is the Spirit of truth. He is our Comforter. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Then we take it on to John 16. Hallelujah. Verse 7, as he says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I keep you, John 16, 17, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will what? He will guide you into all truth. But he will not speak of whatever he hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show ye things to come. He shall glorify me, but he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Hallelujah. What word you keep hearing is the Spirit of truth. What word you keep hearing is the Comforter. But when you keep looking, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. God is holy. God is righteous. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Then we look in when Jesus met the woman at the well, and he said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So what are we required to do? Hallelujah. Walk in truth. Because the Holy Spirit is there to lead us and guide us into all truth. He is the Holy Spirit will speak what he hears, what God says, what Jesus says. He will not speak on his own. He is the within the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What happened when the Spirit of God moved in Genesis 1 upon the face of the water and heat? Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. If the Spirit has not moved upon the face of the waters of the deep, there will not be, when God speaks, nothing would happen. But because of his Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, hallelujah, everything that he says will surely come so fast. He is the Holy, he is righteous. There's no dirt in him. Hallelujah. So when you can hear his voice, whatever he says will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. And this is, you want the Spirit of truth, which is the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. Because you cannot pray without the Holy Spirit. You cannot worship without the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about authentic worship. I'm talking about praying that you get to God. Because without the Spirit of God, your prayers are empty. Without the Spirit of God, your worship of God, your preaching empty. Life is nothing without the Holy Spirit. He is our comforter. He is our friend. Hallelujah. He is your teacher, our teacher. Hallelujah. He is our guide. Hallelujah. No human teacher can supersede the Holy Spirit. He is the greatest of great. Hallelujah. That's why we must rest the Holy Spirit. Because we cannot do this service without him being present. That means you'll be talking the same mess and not talking logically. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit speaks through us so that God's will and plan and purpose can be accomplished in our lives. Get to know the Holy Spirit. Reintroduce yourself to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Spirit every minute, every hour, every second. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Many times things are going in wire because we do not follow the leading of the Spirit who is right within us. And what we do, we grieve the Holy Spirit because we are not listening to him. We want to do it our way. And when we do things our way, we fall into sin. Not our way, but let God's will be done in our lives. And what can it can only be accomplished through what? The Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus said, stay here in Acts. He said in Acts 1, I will send you back the Holy Spirit. And they all stayed there in the upper room waiting for the Spirit of God to descend upon them, and they spoke in cloven tongues. He, the Holy Spirit, will empower you for your journey, empower you. Hallelujah. That empowerment, the Holy Spirit will do for God's will to be done. The Holy Spirit has feelings. He has emotions. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the breath of Almighty God. Hallelujah. That's why we reference the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Anything you need to know, you ask the Holy Spirit. He is your teacher. He is my teacher. He's my guide. He should be your best friend. Your best friend. Hallelujah. You can call on the Spirit of God 24/7. The line is never busy. You can always get through. As a matter of fact, he's right there. People take the Holy Spirit for granted. Do not take him for granted. You need directions. You need to be taught. You need to be comforted. Comforted. You need the Holy Spirit. You need to read your Bible. You need the Holy Spirit because the word does not turn from a locust word to a rhema word. A rhema word is the Spirit of God that is attached to that word that will surely make it come to pass. There's anything the Holy Spirit come, things change. Hallelujah. If it's not for the Holy Spirit, people will not receive salvation. The Holy Spirit got to move first before salvation comes to our family members or to us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is extremely essential. We are right now in the dispensation. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit leaves this earth, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. When he leaves, there will be chaos upon chaos. Hallelujah. Depend upon the Holy Ghost. Let him be your friend, your most intimate friend. Share. Let him share with you. Let him teach you. Ask him questions. Let him be your best friend. If you don't want to go wrong, be attached to the Holy Spirit. You want to preach, you need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How many of you here this morning can say, Holy Spirit, I need you. Holy Spirit, I need you in every second, every minute of my life. Hallelujah. As we are about to close, speak to the Holy Spirit. Reintroduce yourself to the Holy Spirit. Speak to him. Because you want to live a life that is pleasing to God. You want to be able to glorify Jesus. All can only be done through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, once again, you are welcome in our lives. Take preeminence, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us and teach us, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Holy Spirit, for sometimes not listening to you. When you're speaking to us, Holy Spirit, forgive us, have mercy. Let this day be a day of new beginnings. Lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit. Let the fruits of the Holy Spirit be exemplified in our lives. Let the name of Jesus be glorified in our lives. Holy Spirit, take preeminence over this day. Move over every part of this day. Let your holy light shine. Move upon our minds, our thoughts, upon the work of our hands. Move upon us, Holy Spirit. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives. Perfect all that comes, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you and we bless you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we're going to go back on the Comforter and the Spirit of Truth, and we're going to go into the depths of studying the Holy Spirit. It's not going to be a shallow teaching, no. That's why I'm giving you an overview of what we're going to do. So get ready, so you can receive for what saith the Lord. If God is teaching you about his Spirit, you know there's a lot ahead. We're in the last day. We need to be reacquainted with his Holy Spirit and allow him to do what God says he should do in our lives. Our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Before you leave, hallelujah, I want you to listen to something. Hallelujah. I do come in power. I do come in authority. My power, my authority, my love, my healing, and my compassion all can all be felt experiences. For I am an experience, and you can feel each and every of me. You can feel my power flowing through you, and it does feel in many ways similar to the electrical power that you are used to feeling in the natural world. It does have heat frequencies and can be seen as light. This is surely biblical. I use multiple words for power in my Holy Bible, and there are many recorded responses to it. There are many principles which provide for the experiences of light, power, heat, and trembling. My presence is my person. This is Jesus speaking. My anointing is my power. Both can be seen experiences. Do not fear or turn away. Press on into my presence. There is no caution in my word about building a relationship. He is one of us. The Holy Spirit is one of us. There's no caution in my word for building a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He is one of us. He is joined with us. You can dialogue with him as easily as you dialogue with me, and as easily as you dialogue with the Father. We are not jealous when your attention is given to another. Each of us celebrates the other. Each of us performs different functions. You are to explore scripture to discover our different functions, and then you are free to communicate with us concerning our specific functions. Hallelujah. Is that not what one does in all of life? Why would it be different with the three of us? Taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. God bless you. Bless you.